Going on to number three, we're going to go ahead and start playing that, but how do you play A/C#? Hillary, what are the fret numbers? Correct. X4222X. That's X4222X. And all you're doing is taking a regular A shape bar, like an A shape open chord, and playing those notes with finger one. Yeah. There's another one too, Hillary, which is, you guys, this is optional, but it would be 9X7910X. That's 9X7910X. In terms of why did I bother to write that in there, this is not a voice leading class, but it's called voice leading. You're going from D to a B minor on the next line, and so to put a C# in between only makes sense. So it just sounds smoother. If you play it without the C#, it's D, A, B minor, which is okay, but when you put it with the C#, it just sounds a lot smoother, like it's supposed to go like that. Alright, so that's the science of inversions. However, that's not the nature of this class. Let's play through this progression together. Alright? 2, 3, 4. Again, everyone seems to have it pretty good, so I'm going to speed it up a little bit, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, one more time around. Telling you what to end on. B minor is the key. I tried to throw in so many B minors, I'll hit you over the head with it, that the mode couldn't stray away from me. Alright, and so now that we know it's B minor, how would we analyze line one? Just call it out. We know that the B minor is a one.
A would be like the flat seven.
So good. In the case of a minor, since the seven's always flat, I'm just going to put seven.
Alright.
And then one again. And then what's the D?
Third.
Yep, three, correct. And then for the A/C#, it's still a seven. If you want to indicate inversions, it'd be 6/5. That's a whole nother class. I'm not going into that. 6/5 means the third's in the bass. Why is it 6/5? I'll have to explain some other day. Now we're back to one. Now, what do we get on the second line with the C and the A minor?
Two.
All right, Hillary said two. What do you guys think of that answer?
Flat two.
Yeah, flat two.
Flat two, correct. All right, now what about A minor? Earlier we had A major. What are we going to do with that? Well, it's still the same root of a seven, but now we got to call it a minor. So we're just going to put Roman numeral seven, minor. That's all. To analyze that, just do a 7 minor, and then the rest of the chords repeat in different order. Now that we've seen our analysis, what mode is the first four bars?
First four is just regular Aeolian.
Aeolian, correct. Nice job. Second four, anyone?
Phrygian.
Yeah, sure is Phrygian. Now, I made it easier for you guys by telling you, grouping the bars together and having you... I could have made you figure it out. But what makes line two Phrygian? We know that the C is a flat two. What about the A minor thing? How come that fits in?
by making it minor, you're taking it from a C sharp to a C.
Correct. Correct. The name of the, or I should say, the way to spell the A minor good tail is A C and E, and there's our flat two. Nice job. So this is exactly what advanced guitar players do. They look inside a progression.
Dennis, can you please read the
analysis again?
Yeah, yeah. So
it'd be 1, 7, 1, 3, 7, 6/5.
Yep.
That's line one. Second line, 1, flat 2, 7 minor. 1, 7 minor, flat 2. Okay, so let's split it up. I don't think this will take long. We're going to only do the B Aeolian bit first, and then we'll do the B Phrygian bit, and then we'll put it together. All right, here we go. B Aeolian, 2, 3, 4. Two. How do you do B Phrygian? Well, most of you guys know how to do it, but what would be the parent key in case you needed to think that way? B Phrygian's parent key. Feel free to do it on guitar. It's kind of, sometimes it's harder in your head.
E. Or, sorry, no.
See what I mean?
Go one more step.
See what I mean? Do it on guitar, like play B. And you know that's three of something.
Yeah. So G.
There you go. It's a lot easier. I'm always telling Haley, well, not as much anymore, but you know, smart people like you guys, you can do it in your head. I never even could do it in my head, so I didn't even try. Here we go. B Phrygian, 2, 3, 4. Summertime. Now we're going to put the whole thing together. 1, 2, Aeolian first. 3, 4. Phrygian. Where I am from here. Alright. How'd you do on that, Sam? You're the only one I didn't hear. We're gonna do one more, this last one, number 4.